Even before Hoover's election to the presidency in 1928, Mrs. Hoover had tried to purchase the birthplace cottage to return ownership to the family. Finally, in 1935, with the help of her sons Herbert Jr. and Alan, the property was acquired for the sum of $4,500, but there was much work to be done. Although previous owners had altered the two-room cottage, it was never moved off of the property and now sits within 1 to 2 feet of its original location. Restoration began in the summer of 1938 with the removal of a two-story addition built in 1890. Then, the birthplace cottage was repositioned 90 degrees to the south so that its front door would once again face Downey Street. Since most of the original furnishings were unavailable, the family decorated the cottage with period pieces they felt best represented the home in which Hoover and his family lived. Lew Henry Hoover relied on the recollection of various family members, including Herbert's older brother Tad, who was then the dean of mining engineering at Stanford University. She turned those stories into a manuscript called Memories of a Little House. In it, she wrote,
"There was a cellar, of course, where vegetables and other edibles were stored beyond the reach of the frost. In such a tiny house, the cellar door was of necessity outside, demanding the throwing of shawl over head and shoulders as one ran to it from the back door of the kitchen on a freezing day."
Restoration was still going on when Lew Henry Hoover began a search to hand over the historic property to an association that would be as vigilant of her husband's legacy as she was. In 1939, the Hoover Birthplace Society was formed, a nonprofit membership organization that evolved into the active support group known as the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library Association.